Back with another Wrestling with Ski short. Found some interesting things, you know, that came out this week that I actually think are really good moves, and that's both bringing the fight pick up from NXT and using it at Extreme Rules for Seth and Riddle. And then we have the War Games match coming to Survivor Series, which I think is going to be a great improvement. And I'll tell you why after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. I'm back. Been a long time. Figured it was time to do another Wrestling with Ski short, as it is Wednesday. We're not doing Justin's thing anymore. Yeah, until he gets done with everything he has to get done with. But good news coming out this week. At least, yeah, I think it is. I think that them, you know, doing these announcements is a good thing. I'm going to get to the first one, which is the Fight Pit coming back after its time in NXT. I thought it was an interesting, you know, match type and thing to do. And then it just all but vanished really quick. And I think it's, you know, just a different thing they could do instead of the normal steel cage. Can't do the Hell in the Cell all the time. You know, they have the whole pay-per-view. So you don't see that very often anymore. But I think it's really, you know, just a good thing to have it there. You know, just another match at their disposal. And we had enough Symphony of Destruction matches. Like, literally, in 1 year, just kept going and going. We've done a lot of those things. So I'm all for them doing the Fight Pit and bringing it back. And I think that if you're watching this, there you go. Matt Riddle, he got his name back. And Seth Rollins being in it is perfect way for them to do it. Because Seth, I mean, he's one of those guys who's so over right now and so hot. He doesn't need a championship or anything like that. And right now, Riddle working with him, I think, is working very good for Riddle. I think that's a good matching. It's helping, you know, people build and grow onto Riddle, even though a lot of people seem to give him a lot of trash. I mean, I first saw him and I turned off NXT, whatever takeover he came out on. But he's grown on me. He can wrestle. If you get past all the bro, you get past that, he can wrestle. So him and Seth, I think, are putting on really good stuff. And I mean, just look at Seth's year. Beginning of the year, then we moved on to, you know, his matches with Cody. Now he's doing this. Like, he's had a pretty solid year with everything. So, and I mean, look at his career that he's had for forever. I mean, for years and years. And it'll help build Riddle. That's the big one for me. I want to see the Fight Pit, how they're going to do it. You know, as I know, they're probably, you know, going to tweak some things from before and do certain, you know, new things. Obviously, it's still going to be the same structure. It's just, I think they're going to add a few new elements to make it more entertaining and worthwhile. So that's a good thing. And I haven't really seen any negative comments about it. If you have any negative comments, comment on this, I guess. But a lot of people seem to be okay with it. And then you look at the official artwork for it. If you're watching, you can see it there. Yeah, right over there, though, having Lantern with the butterflies or flying objects, whatever you want to call them, hanging on that side. At least if you look at it, it most certainly looks like one. So could that be the Here Comes Bray thing? A lot of people are getting their hopes up on that. I'm not. I'm just saying it is right there, clear as day. I really honestly don't know if it's the right time for Bray to come back yet, because they're bringing so many people back. I mean, working with either Riddle or Seth would be a great place to start for him if he came back, or some variation of Bray Wyatt. You know, I think The Fiend was over like Rover. I mean, most of us can agree that whether you liked it or not, it was very over. So we got to see how that ends up. But that is in there, and that's been blowing up the internet more than I've seen anyone complaining about the Fight Pit match being brought back and those two competing in it. So I'm very excited about that. I'm very optimistic that it'll be done right and with class, and that just won't be completely just dumb. Which, you know, now that Vince is gone, we seem to see, you know, have a lot less dumb. I still don't like Dom, the haircut and all, but that's even working out, you know, fairly decently so far. I mean, granted, he went from no character to having something. So, yeah, it wasn't much to go, oh, look, he could do something, because he was just Ray's son for years. So I have good faith that they'll do it right. Just like another thing, War Games. Again, if you're watching, you understand why I just If you're not, that's because I just put the War Game structure on the screen behind me. And I think that's really the most exciting thing that's come out of all this is War Games. Like that is outstanding to have the chance for them to do that. And there's a bunch of reasons for me. One, it's a different match type. It adds a different level of excitement of people coming in at intervals, different people in it. And they could, if they do it now, like they could really, really, have really good build as to doing it. Like right now, the Bloodline, I mean, they got Roman, the Usos, Sammy, Solo, like there's five there. They could do it that way. And that would make sense. They have, a lot of things they can do with all the talent they have. I wasn't a big fan of the last one. Personally, I just thought Black and Gold should win that one instead of just getting mugged. But like, it's like they've done so many good ones since, they first brought it back at NXT with the first inception of it there. And they've had really great things. Remember the moment when KO came back? I saw that the other day on some social media, the pop that we got there when he showed back up. Like, they have done really good things, and I think it's a vast improvement from the traditional Survivor Series elimination match, and I'll tell you why. And that is because, like, the last couple of years, any honest person will admit that they really haven't even put much effort into people being on. They just kind of threw it together. You all know exactly what twists we're going to see. It was just hasn't made nearly as much sense as it used to in a very long time, in my opinion. And I know my opinion doesn't really mean anything to most of the world, but I think that bringing War Games is something that needed to be done. Apparently he knows that it's felt stale and boring and really hasn't had any meaning in the longest time. So we'll see how they develop it. I just think it gives them a lot more opportunity to make something really special out of it after years of just meh. That's really all it's been. Sorry for anyone that's been a fan of it. I haven't liked the Survivor Series elimination matches in a while. And I think this is a good thing. Two things that were down in NXT that are now up. It's going to be up on the main roster now that Triple H is in charge and Vince is gone. I think it's good, just because they just kept doing the same match types, the same everything. Even if they didn't build any story for it, it's just like, hey, here you go, bye. Elimination match, ready to go, you're on the team. Best part about some of them was just R-Truth walking around confused. I just almost called him K-Quick. What year is it? But I think it's something that needed to happen again. Comment below. Or if you're listening to it, comment on those comment sections. Find the thing on YouTube or something. Follow along on all of it. Let me know what you think. But I think these are two really good moves and things that need to happen. And we need to see more of it. Just, things get changed up every, once in a while. It's not just the same boring blah da 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 because they got lazy with all the writing. But that's where I'm going to leave it. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Again, follow the TikTok channel, Rosinski, Wrestling Ski, now YouTube, Rumble, Cloud Hub, Apple Google Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, Anchor. Like, do it, share it out. Let me know what you think. I appreciate y'all. Until next time, peace.